This is the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex Makavica. We're joined on the phone today by Ashton Boehm. She's a 2024 Nebraska Wheat Ambassador. Ashton, we are excited to join you today and learn about your background in agriculture and what you hope to do in the future. So let's start there. Tell us a little bit more about Ashton.
Yeah, so I grew up in North Dakota on a wheat farm. And so just a small family operation, farm and ranch. And so that's kind of where I started with my passion for agriculture and my passion for wheat. And I was brought to the University of Nebraska for college. And so I've been here attending the university and working in the wheat lab with UNL's wheat breeding lab. So just also getting into that wheat sector and really growing my passion for wheat. And now I am an ambassador, like you mentioned, and so just really excited to get to bring all of my passions and all my experiences out to the producers and consumers in Nebraska and what that might hold for my future as well.
Well, let's talk about your future. What are you studying at the university and what do you hope to do?
Yeah, so I am actually studying agronomy, and I have emphasis in plant science research and plant breeding. So I am hoping to bring that to grad school and obtain a career in plant breeding and hopefully wheat breeding and really, explore that career in wheat improvement. So I think this is just another step along that line and just really, really passionate about the wheat industry and wheat producers. So,
Ashton, you definitely have a passion for wheat. What specifically excites you about that crop and that industry?
Yeah, so like I said before, growing up on a family operation where we grow wheat, I know firsthand the experiences and the troubles that can kind of rise up and we feel like maybe aren't being seen by the researchers or maybe the media. And so really bringing to light some of those issues, and I see one of the largest issues being in research. There's a lot of research, a lot of funding, but just bringing that back to the producers, letting them know where these cash dollars are going and just like really bringing that full circle, I guess, is my point. And so really something I want to focus on is bringing the research back and making it full circle for both the researchers and the research community, as well as the farmers.
Fascinating. Well, that kind of leads right into your service with the Nebraska Wheat Board, being a Nebraska Wheat Ambassador. Talk about your year and what you'll be doing.
Yeah, so I'm just getting started. So it's kind of, I'm kind of learning as I'm going here. But so far, I've really just gotten to experience the Nebraska side of things, which has been really amazing. But also just going out and meeting the public, meeting the consumers, meeting the producers. Just a couple weeks ago here was at Husker Harvest Days. And so I got to talk with some locals there, and that was super awesome. Just kind of making it full circle for me as well, just who I'm talking to and putting a face to the people. So that was really awesome. But really, it's just to, bring that advocacy portion out and kind of see the opportunities that exist for this passion that I have in bringing the research to the public and how I can do that better. And so I think the ambassadorship is really a great foundation for that and allowing me to do that.
Excellent. Well, Ashton, let's round it out with a little bit of fun. You mentioned you are from North Dakota originally. What is the best part about being in Nebraska so far?
The best thing about being in Nebraska has definitely got to be the Husker football games. The Husker pride is unreal.
Love it. Love it. Okay. The second part of that question, what should Nebraskans know about North Dakota?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say that one of the things that maybe people should know about North Dakota is that people actually do live there. I get that a lot, that people don't know much about North Dakota. So there are people there, and it's a big wheat producing state. I think it's one of the top states in the nation for producing wheat. So I come from a place of understanding. So, but yeah, I think the biggest thing is that people do exist in North Dakota.
That is incredible. Ashton, it has been so fun to chat with you. Thanks for joining us and best of luck in your ambassadorship.
Yes, thank you so much.
Our guest today, Nebraska Wheat Ambassador Ashton Boehm, for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, of course, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. You can always learn more at nebraskawheat.gov. I'm Alex Makavica for the Rural Radio Network.